Tom Perata is best known for his novels Election and The Little Children, both of which were made into critically acclaimed Academy Award-nominated films. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick is here with a look at his latest work. But first, did I hear Terry Gross quoting your review of this book on Fresh Air?
Yes, you did. I compared Mrs. Fletcher to Jane Austen, and that really caught everyone's attention. You'll have to read the book to see whether you agree.
Okay.
Eve Fletcher is a 46-year-old divorcee who, as the story opens, is about to take her only son to college. Brendan is a handsome, athletic, garden-variety lout who cannot be bothered to help his mother load the van, but does deign to receive a last-minute sexual favor from his high school girlfriend. When Eve tires of waiting for this rendezvous to run its course and goes upstairs to knock, she overhears her son address the woman in such crude language that, as much as she would like to avoid it, she has to say something to him. Quote, she didn't want him to begin college without understanding that there was a fundamental difference between sexual relationships in real life and the soulless encounters he presumably watched on the internet, unquote. Once they get in the van, Brendan plugs in his headphones and pretends to sleep the whole time, so Eve avoids the discussion after all. Off he goes into the complicated sexual landscape of the modern college campus, clueless as ever. It's a surprise and a canny move by the author that Brendan's parts of the story are told in first person, making it impossible to simply write him off as a stereotypical bro, though Lord knows he deserves it. Back at home, his mother has also gone to college. In an end run around the loneliness of her empty nest, Eve has signed up for a course called Gender and Society, a Critical Perspective, at the local community college. Though the class is her third choice, it turns out to be great, taught by a trans woman named Margot Fairchild, formerly a local high school basketball star named Mark. This class will do a lot more for Eve than bring her up to speed on, quote, the subversion of heteronormative discourse by LGBTQIA voices. But speaking of soulless encounters on the internet, lonely Eve has developed a nightly porn habit. Quickly, she goes from someone who doesn't know the difference between a cougar and a MILF to someone with non-heteronormative tastes. She finds herself attracted to both a younger woman who works for her at the local senior center and an 18-year-old boy in her class at school. Because he has a perfect pitch when it comes to shading the emotional states of his characters, Perata can make you believe anything, whether it's an outlandish porn scenario come to life or a simple exchange between mother and son. When Brendan is home from college on Valentine's Day, Eve lovingly prepares a meal, then learns he has other plans. Why can't you eat here, then go out, she suggests. We're going to get pizza and watch the hockey game. Is that a problem? Fine, fine, do what you want. Geez, what's the big deal, he says. When I was away at school, you ate by yourself every night. Oof, I don't know if this means there's a porn addiction in my future, but this scene and so many others hit so close to home for me. All I could think was, I am Mrs. Fletcher.
The book is Mrs. Fletcher by Tom Perata. You can find more information about Mrs. Fletcher, along with all of the other books we review on the show and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.